Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned the Aflamed Vav Masechtas Be'ah. Some of the topics we learned about today include a machlokes as to whether an item may be moved only for the sake of a non-mukta item on Yom Tov, or even for a mukta item. A discussion of the machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda regarding mukta, as well as related halachas such as Davish Ein Miskaven and Psik Reishi. Cases of Grav Shel Rei, and when this may be moved and when it may not. Various items, including items of Rishus and Mitzvah, which are forbidden on Yom Tov because of Shvus. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include Shvus. There's an Isser of Shvus on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is learned from the Pasuk, by Yom HaShvi'i Tishbeis, teaching that Shabbos and Yom Tov should be a day of rest, which prohibits doing anything on Shabbos or Yom Tov, which compromises the spirit of rest on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Grav Shel Rei. Although Muktzah prohibits handling certain objects on Shabbos, however, when an item of mukta that is very repulsive is in the place where people are staying, the Chum permitted the item to be removed due to kavod habrius. An example of this would be a pan of waste matter, otherwise known as a grav shel rei. Tzarech eichel nefesh. On Yom Tov, it's permitted to prepare food for Yom Tov, as is stated in the pasuk regarding Yom Tov, ach asher ya'ochel chol nefesh hu levado yos lechem.